Geoffrey, of course, we're here at AES Central North board meeting, but how have things gone this year for the Bermore Hotel Scud Brumbies? You're in the second tier, but you're in the second week of action starting today, of course, for you, as you go up the road to one of your favourite places in the world, Walker, as you take on the Rams.
That's right. Look, it's been a fair year. The start of the year, as you know, there was a lot of conjecture about the two-tier system, and we sort of fell apart. We started strongly against, and then just sort of fell apart in the first round and ended up in the second tier and have gone pretty well. But, you know, in hindsight, I think it's probably our level this year. So we're pretty happy that, you know, it's probably easier for us in that second tier. Yeah. And it's going pretty well, and we're looking forward to taking on Walker today.
Yeah. What about second grade, of course? Are you getting some of those juniors that are getting flooding through from Scone Junior Rugby Club and all those assistants you've had down through the years? Of course, you had Drew Mitchell and also Wycliffe Carlo come up a couple of years ago, but is second grade sort of coming through and helping out as well, or is that a bit of a struggle?
No, look, we didn't quite have enough players for a full under 18 side this year, and I, in my capacity as a level 2 coach, I was able to sign half a dozen of those guys up in to play reserve grade, and they have been phenomenal. Their quality of rugby has really improved, and they've stepped up the plate, and they're going really well. We're really happy with them.
And what about the coaching of the boys again? You know, Duncan's done a pretty good job, and so has Ben overall.
Yeah, they have. Look, everybody knows that coaching senior rugby is an absolute trial, because you're dealing with players who've got so much on in their lives, and sometimes, you know, commitment, it's a long season, commitment might be exactly where a coach would want it, but, you know, they've done a great job, and they're looking forward to the final series.
And your crew and the juniors as well, they're doing a fantastic job bringing kids through to play the McDonald Central North Carnivals as well.
Yeah, look, that's been really good. Friday night training's been strong, and they've jumped on the road most Sundays, and they've got going up to the country carnivals, and we hosted quite a big successful carnival in Scone, so it is going well.
Yeah, finally, of course, we've had this expanse that is the Hunter Expressway coming up to the Hunter Valley. Has that been something that has been good for business, and could that be a knock-on effect for the sporting teams and the rugby clubs in the area?
It does make it much easier. Like, even, you know, a day trip to Sydney now is so much easier just using that road. But we haven't really noticed, you know, the sporting benefits or anything like that, because, you know, I guess in the old days when Scone were in the Newcastle comp, it would have been easier, but, you know, we're firmly committed to the Central North and as our juniors, so you know, we have the philosophy now we'd rather drive, you know, 3 hours north and 2 hours south.
Fantastic. Thank you for your time, Geoff.